Okay, our recording is running and we are on lesson 15 of our School of the Master in England. And our title today is I Live to Be Myself and Have Fun. I Live to Be Myself and Have Fun. I Live to Be Myself and Have Fun. We are all very peacefully sitting here. We have just listened to a talk called The Ideal Mentor from Herb, from the University of Healing. And it has actually answered or talked about exactly that theme. I live to be myself and have fun. And it has talked about, no, it talks about what we are actually doing here. I had a lot of thoughts going through my mind about this seminar, what the most beneficial ways to enjoy the seminar and to conduct it. Because, you know, what we are doing here, the three of us, that's Christy, Sibyl and me, Anita, we are actually conducting, sharing, enjoying, what else? The seminar, so it's all us, really. As Sibyl worded so lovingly in our discussion beforehand, it's all up to us. And it's just a seminar is a perfect example of how to live, being myself and having fun. I create, going back to this seminar, I create this seminar. There's nothing, well, to be better, nothing to be concerned about it. It's not serious. The seminar is meant to be fun, inspiring, and that is beneficial because it is fun and inspiring to all of us in every way, exactly the way we conduct it. Exactly the way we run it. And we are having really a good time. And I'm listening to the talks we have already recorded on tape. And they're great. Because they're straight from our hearts. You can hear they come right from inside, however we worded them. And that's what it's all about. To being myself, living being myself and having fun is this constant listening within and following that inner voice and do what it tells me to do. And it doesn't matter how, what words I use to word, like for example being myself and having fun. When they come from inside, from the heart, they're always expressing the truth. So, like when a little kid, one of the two little boys, he at the moment chooses to use very little words. He just uses a few words to express what he wants to say. But his words are so precise. Like, for example, he comes into the kitchen and he has his arms wide out. You know, he's so ready to give you a hug. And he looks at you with this big, big smile on his face and all he says is, hug! And that tells the whole, that's almost a seminar in itself. Hug! So he tells you, I love you! I'd like to give you a hug! Hug me! My arms are already out. What are you waiting for? You know, he's ready. He, in that one word, he expresses everything he is because he's having fun, he's unconditionally loving, he's pure love, and he's just coming and ready to hug. And he doesn't need much to express that. He's an amazing young boy. He's very much himself. One day he will probably bubble with words and he'll be able to express himself just as precise as he does now. Because he listens to his heart. And he says what for him is the most important and necessary at the moment to say. I think I'll pass it on to Christy right now, because Christy is very, very eager to talk about I live to be myself and have fun, and she's got this very big content look on her face. I love it! So I'll pass it on to Christy, and let's see what she's got to say about our theme today.
Be myself and having fun is all about being me. What do I want? And what I want is being myself and having fun. Create my world, make my bed, lie on it. Surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. Hey, nothing to lose, because I know who I am. And that's all that it is. I love myself. I dream my wildest dream and see it done. No circumstance can deviate me from my divinity. That's what I am, being myself. In all circumstances in life, I stand up for what I believe. I go for it. Catch that shooting star and put it in my pocket and never let it go.
So what do you believe that you are?
Divine being.
What is a divine being?
Me, my inner self, my inner relationship, my paradise. Enjoying my paradise, having fun from within to the outer. And my world around me dance to mine, who I am.
Yeah. Okay. Can you describe who you are in a few words? I know you say I'm divine. What is being divine?
My ideal being myself.
What? Your ideal?
My ideal self.
Your ideal self, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
My inner self, that's it.
Okay, I think she completed that. She's very definite about it. Okay, we go over to Sibyl. Sibyl, I live to be myself and have fun. Go for it.
The world is fun.
Yes, I agree.
And I am the world. Mm-hmm. And I am the fun of the world. So what else but to be? To be in the world. Not of the world, but the form of the world.
Oh, nice.
I am here just to express who I am, the creator of my world, the creative cause of my world, mm-hmm. and the world itself. So everything is hovering around me, the center, the circumference, and the be it all. Mm-hmm. That being the case, it is only fun that I derive from who I am, moment by moment. Whatever I create for fun.
Yeah.
Whoever I see, I have fun being with that creation at that moment.
Yeah.
And I love myself, I like myself, I like my world, and I like every situation I find myself, because it is my creation.
Yeah.
And I cannot but be that which I choose to be, moment by moment. It is fun. It is wonderful. It is fantastic to be, and that is all I am, being that which I am, and being it maximally to the best of my ability.
Beautiful.
I am myself, and I have fun. I dream my dreams, my wildest dreams, and see it done, mm-hmm. since all already exist. My dream is already. And I am fulfilled experiencing and expressing it moment by moment, just the way I dream it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think that's an absolutely beautiful way to express how I live to be myself and have fun. And I, last night in bed, I thought a bit about it too, and I thought, it is really being, as you mentioned too, my highest and best. And my highest and best is nothing less than my divine self. And that is all that I am. That is all that I am. So I can never be less than my divine self. And when I'm aware of that, who I am, that that I am this magical, beautiful, all complete being, in this awareness I create my world like that. And then there's nothing to add on or to improve. It's only to look at it with the attitude that everything is divine and beautiful. And then suddenly comes this relaxing thought, oh, it is divine order. All is already divine order. And you're right, all you can see is the fun in being. How wonderful it all is. And that's all it is about, just having fun. I know that sounds so very light, but it is light. Life is meant to be light. Living in my divinity is meant to be light. And I know I'm practicing that because sometimes I think the word responsible comes in between, which makes it a bit, can turn it into a heavy bit, because then I feel like I'm responsible for something, and that's meant to be a sincere thing. But the only responsible thing, if you want to use that word, is to be aware that I'm divine. And therefore my whole creation, all out there, is divine. And then there is nothing about being responsible anymore. And it's just about actually enjoying the truth. Enjoying having fun being myself. Enjoying being that divine self and recognizing it in all and everybody and everything, because that's all me. And that's really what it is. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. Well, we thank ourselves very much for our clearness, that we got it all sorted in our inner self, in our mind. And we thank Herb for his talk this morning. The ideal mentor, that really is a blessing and really answered a lot in me, you know, just to set it down and go, oh, Anita, just relax and have fun. Just have fun. And then, as Sibyl said so beautiful, and you too, Christy, then live your wildest dream. Have this imagination inside going about, yeah, that's something I really like to do. That I enjoy too. It's done, I do it. Done. And just do it, unlimited, without any thought that, ooh, that could be a challenge. No, it isn't actually. Which brings us to my wild dreams challenge me. They don't have to challenge me. The only reason why a dream could challenge me is when I look at it from the relative point. Because then comes the story in what I all have to achieve to get my dream. But when I look at the point from, like Sibyl's point, that inside of me, whatever I think about, whatever crazy dream I have, is actually already done, because whatever I can think about is real. And knowing that, it falls into place automatically, without me putting a lot of effort in it or thinking I have to challenge myself. And then it's almost a peaceful, effortless living moment by moment, being myself, having fun. And I think why we put a title like Wild Dreams Challenge Me is to get our minds to a point where we truly, completely, also in our thinking, in our heart, we already know that we are unlimited and that everything is possible. It's all up, only up to us to actually imagine it, and it's here, right now, done. The challenging bit is to be one in the, you know, in our, in the thinking that it is so. To that the whole being actually knows it, believes it, and sees it done. I think we have created a most interesting machine as human beings to express our divinity. Because we have this enormous mind that is capable of thinking absolutely everything, because all thoughts existed already. And at the same time, we acquire so much knowledge from outside that sometimes tells us the opposite. And then to get that all in balance and always know, that's why affirmations come in so strongly, to keep these thoughts, this inner knowledge going, that I am divine and everything is already accomplished, and that every thought I think is what I experience. Therefore, I can dream the wildest dreams. I can think the wildest thoughts, and they're actually real, they're done. Just by me thinking it. I find that fascinating. What a fascinating being I have created to express my divinity. Hey? Well, to me it is. And then to always come back to the fact that I live entirely for being myself and having fun. Nothing else is important. Absolutely nothing else. Hey. I think I stop the tape right now here.